Naga instead eloped with her fiancé, and the couple was shipped soon after to Manzanar in California, now a historical site. It was then a sprawling, barbed wire enclosed makeshift prison perched on a dry, dusty, barren region of California's high desert and surrounded by guards. That was actually where all the internment camps were. Poston, still when I was a kid out in Parker, Arizona, still had all sorts of remnants of the internment camps. So, 4 o'clock, I believe we should have somebody coming, but until then, we'll be going out of here with Rush, the Summertime Blues, and indeed, our next DJ is here.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Archive. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I decided to start the show off a little bit differently this time and just jump straight into this week's new track. It made more sense, given the circumstances today, for me to just do a little studio fade from one track into the other. So that's what we did. But now I'm here for the introduction, and I might as well mention that that track was by Idols. You've probably heard them on the show before. They have a new album coming out at the end of August, on August 31st isn't a word. And anyway, this album is called Joy as an Act of Resistance, which is an album title that I think is fantastic. I'm very excited for this new album. Their debut album from last year called Brutalism was exceptional, and I'm just looking forward to having more Idols music. And I should definitely mention the name of this track. It is called Samaritans. And this track was just released this past Wednesday on July 25th. So I'm not sure if there's going to be any more singles before the album drops next month, or if we're just going to have to hold tight and wait for the album before anything else is spoiled, as some might view it. But we'll see. But anyway, I wasn't able to make it back, make it on the archive last week. I was with my parents in New Jersey and my sister, and had a good time, and I was cooped up inside for a lot of the time because the weather was awful. It was raining on and off the entire time, but it was a good time nonetheless. And now I am back up here in cloudy Medford, Massachusetts. And this show is actually unique for another reason other than the fact that I opened with music instead of talking. The DJ after me, DJ Aaron, from the show What's Happening, is away for the weekend, so he covered my show last, he covered the archive last weekend, so I am covering What's Happening this weekend. So it's going to be a 2-hour long archive extravaganza this weekend, the archive extended edition. So that should be very exciting. I have a lot of tracks that I will need to be getting through. It was a tough task to organize them into any logical manner. And it's, some of the transitions aren't top performance from DJ EJ, but it'll be a good time nonetheless. So anyway, now that that's over, let's jump into some tracks. Like I said, the track before this was by Idols, Samaritans. It's a precursor to their new album coming out next month, Joy as an Act of Resistance. I have two more tracks coming up right now, and they're more in the punk, proto-punk kind of area of things. And this first one is by The Modern Lovers.
But I still have parents, and I still love the old world. Oh, I had a New York girlfriend, and she couldn't understand how I could still have parents and still love the old world. So I told her I wanna keep my place in the old world, and keep my place in the arcane, cause I still have parents and I still love the old world. Alright, I say old world, I say old world, I say the 50s apartment house, bleak in the morning sun, but I still love the 50s.
Okay, the first track that you heard there was by The Modern Lovers, and it is from their 1976 self-titled album, The Modern Lovers, and that track was called Old World, as he says a number of times in that track. I think that album is pretty fantastic. It's very heavily indebted to the Velvet Underground in a number of ways, and I think, yeah, the band, The Modern Lovers, was formed by their singer and guitarist, Jonathan Richman. I believe he put an ad in the paper saying he wanted to recruit a couple of people to form a band to do a cover of the Velvet Underground, Sister Ray, which is, if you aren't familiar with that track, it's 17 minutes long. It's all about like orgies and drug use and transvestites and getting busted by the cops and all sorts of weird subversive stuff that Lou Reed and John Cale were into at the time. Which, to mention John Cale, I have to say that he actually produced this debut album by The Modern Lovers, and he played keyboards on a couple of tracks as well. So the organ stuff on Old World might have been him, or it might have been Jerry Harrison, who was the band's second guitarist and keyboardist, and he went on to be in the famous band Talking Heads. So that's interesting. That's where he got his career started. And I was reading a review of this album, The Modern Lovers, online, and somebody had a review of it that was just one sentence long, and it's, "Jonathan Richman is a loser. Wherein lies the appeal?" Which is hilarious, but it's also pretty true given a lot of the subject matter that he's singing about. I'd say at least half the songs are whining about the fact that he doesn't have a girlfriend. So yeah, that pretty much speaks for itself. But still, fantastic album, great lyrics. It's kind of comically self-deprecating at times, but there's a real sense of earnesty, I guess, for lack of a better word, that makes it pretty endearing. So moving on to the track that you just heard, that was by the punk band called X, just the letter X. It's from their debut album, Los Angeles, which came out in 1980, and the track was called The World's a Mess, It's in My Kiss, as was also repeated several times in the track. I was really excited because I read that this album was finally put onto Spotify a few days ago. It must have been Friday or even yesterday. I had heard numerous great things about this album, and I kept checking to see if it was on Spotify, and some of X's discography was on Spotify for a long time, but this one and the second and maybe the third ones weren't, which of course were the three best albums of theirs in the opinion of the general consensus on the internet. So I was very stoked to see that this album was finally on Spotify. And I heard it yesterday, and it surprisingly lived up to all the hype I had heard about it. It's really fun, kind of jangly punk music. And I have to say, I love the voice of Exene Cervenka. She does the lead vocals on this track and a number of other tracks on this album. And her voice matches really well with the male singer, who goes by the name of John Doe, rather anonymously. He also plays the bass, and yeah, it's just really fun, upbeat punk music that, I mean, you would hope punk music is upbeat, but with the post-punk movement, that kind of doesn't make too much sense. But anyway, yeah, really bouncy kind of stuff. Also, I mentioned that John Cale produced the Modern Lovers album, and this album was produced by Ray Manzarek from The Doors, and that organ solo that you heard as this track faded out was played by him. He does all the keys on this album, and he actually convinced the band to do a cover of The Doors' classic Soul Kitchen, which is pretty interesting. Unless you're paying attention to the lyrics, it's hard to even notice that it's Soul Kitchen until the Let Me Sleep Tonight in Your Soul Kitchen hook comes in. So good on X for kind of making it their own track. And I'm not sure if that's something that they wanted to do, or if that's something that, if that was like a producer's fee from Raymond Zarek, or maybe some of both. But yeah, they did a pretty good job with it. And they certainly made it fit their style. So that is those two songs. These next two songs also kind of stem from the punk movement, but they're more on the indie side, specifically in the noise pop genre. And I will start you off with a track by My Bloody Valentine.
He's a hypo. just like a genius dumb, just like Jesus dumb, just like a knee-jerk dumb. Now you can kick it.
Okay, the first track there was by My Bloody Valentine, as I mentioned prior to playing it, and it is from their debut album, I believe. They had, early in their career, they had a ton of EPs, and they might have had an album before this, but I don't think so. Anyway, it's from 1988, and it is called Isn't Anything, and the track is called You Never Should. My Bloody Valentine, if you're familiar with them at all, you know that they're by far most famous for their 1991 masterpiece called Loveless, which is a touchstone of the shoegaze genre and probably the definitive work in the genre. And for those who aren't familiar with the term shoegaze, it refers to really effects-laden guitar music, and the name itself comes from the fact that a lot of times the instrumentalists, when performing live, aren't looking at the audience because they're too busy looking at their effects pedals, turning them on and off. So yeah, you get the idea where that comes from. A lot of times it kind of like twists the guitars to the point where they aren't even recognizable as guitars. I always tell people that if they want to know what shoegaze sounds like, look at the album cover to Loveless by My Bloody Valentine, and that picture, I'd say, gives a better description of a sound than just about any other picture I know of. But anyway, back to this album, Isn't Anything. This is definitely a precursor to Loveless. It's probably, I don't know, I'm not as familiar with this one as I am with Loveless, but it's definitely a very, very solid starting point for like the studio album phase of the band. And while You Never Should isn't the most ambitious track on the album or anything like that, I'd say it's probably the catchiest. I think that verse melody is pretty addicting. And yeah, it just has this really sweet kind of sound to it. Definitely putting the pop into noise pop. But there, yeah, some of the tracks on this album definitely point towards Loveless, specifically All I Need. That definitely has that hazy, washy kind of guitar sound that permeates the entire mix. And also, I have to mention the track No More Sorry, which has these pretty disturbing lyrics delivered by Belinda Butcher, who was one of the band's guitarists and vocalists. You heard her doing some backing vocals on You Never Should. But yeah, it's pretty disturbing subject matter and really icy, foreboding chords in the background. There's no percussion, so it just sounds like you're floating in this abyss of fear and whatnot. So if that sounds like something that might tickle your fancy, check out No More Sorry by My Bloody Valentine. But moving on to the track that you just heard, that is by the band Autolux. It comes from their 2004 debut album Future Perfect, and that track is called Blanket. I feel like Autolux takes a lot of cues from My Bloody Valentine on this album, although it's less shoegazy and more straight indie. A lot of people describe it as like the crossroads between My Bloody Valentine and Sonic Youth, because they definitely have that noisy, aggressive kind of guitar sound, but it's not difficult to listen to. It's still really melodic, great hooks and choruses and verses, and this track is no exception. I've played a couple of tracks from this album previously, and it's certainly one of my favorites. So if you like My Bloody Valentine, or you liked this track in particular, Blanket, definitely check out Autolux, specifically Future Perfect. I feel like after this album, they kind of maybe lost a bit of inspiration. There's still some highlights to the rest of their discography, specifically Spots from their second album, Transit Transit. That track is phenomenal. But yeah, Future Perfect is definitely my favorite of theirs. And that is going to wrap up the first quarter, I guess, of the archive today. If you missed the beginning and you're just tuning in now, I'm your host DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a special extended version of The Archive since DJ Aaron is unable to make it to his show What's Happening at 5 p.m., so I'm covering for him, so I have a whole 2 hours to myself. And with that, I'd say the time is right for a PSA. So let me go cue one up right now.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
If you're planning on getting a dog and you care anything about... that's not the right way to put it. If my opinion matters at all to you and you're thinking of getting a dog, I highly recommend buying or getting a shelter dog or a rescue dog or whatever you want to call it, or adopting a stray dog from the neighborhood rather than spending $2,000 on some kind of purebred dog that's going to get muscle or joint problems when they're 3 years old. And it's just not worth it. And you're helping out these rescue dogs who need a home more than any other dogs who are bred through breeders and are pampered throughout their entire existence. So, yeah, rescue dogs, in my opinion, are the way to go. Furry four-legged friends aside, these next three songs that I have for you might sound completely different, completely unrelated, but they all have a common theme that I will get to after I play them. So with that, let's just go straight into it. Here we go.
She took my love away. buenas tardes, amigo. Hola, my good friend. 5 de mayo on Tuesday, and I hoped we'd see each other again. You killed my brother last winter. You shot him 3 times in the back in the night. I still hear mama weeping. Oh, mama still dresses in black. I looked at every fiesta for you. I wanted to greet. Maybe I'd sell you a chicken with poison interlaced with the meat. You look like my brother. Mama loved him the best. He was head honcho with the ladies. Mama always said he was blessed. The village all gathered around him. They couldn't believe what they saw. I said it was you that had killed him, and that I'd find you and upstand the law. The people of the village believed me. Mama, she wanted revenge. I told her that I'd see that she was honored. I'd find you and put you to death. Thank you. that I've found you. On this such a joyous day, I tell you, it was me who killed him. But the truth I'll never have to say. Buenos tardes, amigo. Hola, my good friend. Cinco de mayo on Tuesday, and I hoped we'd see each other again. Yes, I hoped we'd see each other again. I hoped we'd see each other again.
Okay, so I had mentioned that there was a common thread through those previous three tracks, and it might be more obvious than you might think. Believe it or not, they're all by the same artist. Not only that, they're from the same album, and even moreover, they're all sung by the same guy. So, I will say that the artist is called Ween, spelled W-E-E-N. And all three tracks come from their 1994 album, Chocolate and Cheese. And I guess I can go through the tracks individually. The first one was called Take Me Away. And that is their take on like a 60s blues rock kind of thing. I love how in the track, sporadically, he says, before I say that, I will say that Ween started out as a duo between Aaron Freeman on vocals and Mickey Melchiondo, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but him on guitar and bass and most of the drum programming and stuff like that. And respectively, they assumed the names Gene Ween and Dean Ween. So you can tell that there's some kind of culty, campy lore going on there. But yeah, in Take Me Away, I love how Gene Ween sporadically says, like, thank you, as if he's performing live, and they edited some applause in there. And it's a great vibe, I guess. The second track that you heard was called Freedom of 76. And that one might be my favorite on this album as of right now. It's so smooth, and that falsetto that Gene uses is so sweet, and the chords are so jazzy, and it's just very, very easy listening. Brilliant vocals. I think the catch to this song is that the lyrics are really anachronistic. So I was talking about freedom of 76, so you would assume it's 1776, but they're mentioning things like Boys to Men and Woolworths and stuff that certainly didn't exist then, a cracked Liberty Bell. That's, I guess, where the humor comes in to that track. And the final track was called Buenas Tardes, Amigo. Which is their take on like a Mexican Quentin Tarantino-esque ballad. And I think it's phenomenally well done. He borrows a lot of Spanish words to kind of make it sound a little more authentic. I think they cover the style pretty well. And after hearing these three songs, you would probably realize that Ween seems to have the ability to take any style of music, or at least any style of like popular music, and study it and make it their own, and usually make it pretty entertaining and amusing in the process. And you would be right for believing that. It seems like on this album, Chocolate and Cheese, every single track has like a different genre and a different joke to it. And all of them are done fantastically. I think Gene Ween is one of the most versatile vocalists that I've come across now. I think on this album, his range is over 3 octaves. And he assumes so many different accents and intonations and inflections and all that. And he really seems to be a master at everything that he tackles. And not only are the vocals great, but the songs are great too. Dean Ween seems to be a master song crafter, and his guitar playing is really personable and emotional and emotive, and any other word like that you want to throw in there. If you like any form of popular music from maybe the past 70 or 80 years, and you have some sense of humor, I'm sure you will be able to find some Ween songs that scratch whatever musical itch you might be having. And I will lastly say that nowadays, I think Ween is most famous for their song Ocean Man, which played in the closing credits to the SpongeBob SquarePants movie that came out maybe a decade ago. So that is where they've seen the most attention because of that song. And that song comes on their 1997 follow-up to Chocolate and Cheese entitled The Mollusk, which is kind of like a nautical concept album. But plenty of jokes in there. There's like a sea shanty track there. Yeah, definitely go and check them out. I've been listening to this album so much over the past couple of days, because by this album, I mean Chocolate and Cheese. I haven't quite made it to The Mollusk yet, but yeah, it's pretty addictive, and they just do everything so well. One of the great things about them covering so many different genres is that you don't really get sick of their sound, because their sound is so vast, and it covers so many different styles. So enough fanboying about Ween. I have one more track for the first hour of the archive today. And this is the archive, and I'm your host, DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the last track for the 4 p.m. hour, and it is by REM.